to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, what I'd like to do is I'd like to talk about some of the different tools that you need to have in your tool bag if you plan to become a real estate investor. Now, when I say tools, I'm not referring to things like, you know, hammers, saws, tape measures, screwdrivers, you know, those common tools that we all have in our garage. Some of them are, you know, organized, some of them are not. Fortunately for me, my garage is pretty organized because my wife takes a vested interest in making that garage clean and functional, which is good for me because I can usually find the stuff I'm looking for. But when it comes to tools for investing, you can get a lot of different information from a lot of different sources. And I'll tell you what, some of that information out there is good. Some of it is not so good. Some of it is just very confusing. So what I thought I would do for you today is I would describe some of the things that I keep in my toolkit, my tool bag for real estate investing. And you've probably heard me speak about these things before. So if you have, just hang in there. You may have heard some of these things in different locations. In other words, maybe you read about them somewhere on the internet or you went to a seminar somewhere and you learned about this stuff. But my point is this. The things that I will talk about today are things that gave me what I'll consider an advantage. They help me to get focused. They help me to understand what it is that I am doing. It's a framework that I put together after I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited because, you know, they really sat me down and showed me the correct steps to real estate investing. They gave me the framework to how to correctly invest in real estate so that that real estate is, well, it's paying me five different ways. And one of the neat things that's going on in my life is that we have three duplexes. And what we have found is that those duplexes have appreciated over time. We've owned them for, well, two of them we've owned for about 18 years. The other one we've owned for about 21 years. So what we have found is over time, they have done what real estate is supposed to do over time, which is appreciate. And the one thing that we talk about at Lifestyles Unlimited with regards to appreciation is that property values tend to double every 10 to 20 years. Now, it's faster in some places, it's slower in other places, but in this particular case, based on where my properties are located, the magic number seems to be 18 to 21 years. They have essentially doubled in price. And because of that, we have decided to take a look at putting those properties on the market, and we're considering several different things. We're deciding whether or not we would like to fix the properties up so that whoever buys them will have essentially a turnkey property. In other words, everything will be ready to go. Or we're looking at potentially leaving meat on the bone. What that means is this. The last time that we fully renovated all of these properties was about 14 years ago. And we did a very thorough job. But over a period of 14 years, systems have broken down. Things have become a little dated. The kitchen is a little dated. The bathrooms are a little dated. You know, they need a fresh coat of paint on the exterior. Those types of things. So what we're also considering is to put those properties on the market in an as-is condition and let the next investor who buys those properties come into the deal and essentially be able to get the property at a discount. They can do the repairs that need to be done on the property at their convenience, based on their timelines. They can make the decisions regarding what goes into the properties, what goes onto the properties, and the good thing about that is it gives them a little more control and can also give them an opportunity to capture some equity. So these are some of the things that we're discussing in our household right now. What's the best approach going forward? And you know, we're going to figure out what that is. We're working in concert with our real estate agent. She has a lot of experience selling small multifamily assets. These aren't really true multifamily. They're duplexes, but they have multiple families living in them, and they're going to be sold based on a competitive market analysis. So she's got a pretty good handle on the marketplace where these properties are located. She's given us some very good data to digest, and we're going to do those things. We're going to sit down and take a look at what the best approach is, and we will formulate a plan and put the properties on the market and obtain a well-qualified buyer who is ready to step in and take over the properties, regardless of how we choose to market those things. We actually have a good problem. But in doing this full analysis of, you know, these properties, what we want to do to move forward, it dawned on me that there are a lot of tools in my tool bag that I'm relying on to make some of these decisions. And what I'll do on today's show is I'll get into the things that you need to know, the proper tools you need to have in your tool bag, so that as you progress as a real estate investor, you will be successful, because that's what we want for you at Lifestyles Unlimited. We want to show you the proper way to do things. We want you to understand that there is a right way and a wrong way to invest in real estate. And what we do is we show you our time-tested methodology. It's 30 years old, and it is doing great. It is working wonderfully for not only for myself, but for the 50,000 members we have at Lifestyles Unlimited. But we're going to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about maybe what your current situation is, and then we're going to get into those tools that I have in my tool bag so that you can replicate those things. We'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley on Designing a Lifestyle.
When I was younger, I decided that I was not going to live the life that the average person lived, which was to think I was going to work for the end of my life, save up enough money, and then when I'm old and gray like I am now, try to buy my life back with a pile of money that I had. I said, no, I'm going to design a life and I'm going to live that life. That's it. Period.
Are you ready to design your life? Learn how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm going to get into the tools that I keep ready in my tool bag. And the first critical tool that you must acquire is you must acquire a qualified education in how to invest in real estate. Yeah, that's the first step. I mean, I don't care whose educational program you look at, they all say the same thing. The first thing you need to do is acquire an education. And I would caution you as to who you get the education from. I would suggest that you do some research. I would suggest that you take a look at what we do, and you look at our track record, and you look at our success rates, and you consider us. Also, understand that there are other educational systems out there that pattern what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. The reason for that is, well, to be honest with you, a lot of those folks basically came to Lifestyles Unlimited, learned what we did, and then they turned around and decided that we'd rather educate people on how to invest in real estate than actually investing in real estate. It's just the way it is. I'm not going to get into the legal stuff associated with that or anything. I just want to let you know that kind of stuff goes on. You know, there's other ways you can educate yourself. There are people that think they need to go to college and get a degree in finance and real estate. You know, spend 4 years getting a baccalaureate degree and learning all the theories and practicalities associated with investing in real estate. That is a course of action.
I don't think that's the course of action that you need to seriously consider unless you seriously want to go to school and you're seriously looking to get a job within the real estate industry. Which leads me to another course of action that you could take, which is you could go to school to become a real estate agent. You will learn a lot of things about real estate, but mostly the things that you learn are associated with the legal practices or what to describe property as, you know, what things are like riparian rights. You learn all this terminology, and once you complete that course, then you have to go find yourself a job as a real estate agent, and then you have to go through their course to teach you how to sell the real estate. Now, I don't think that's a viable course of action for you unless you want to move forward and become a real estate agent. I mean, there are people that do that. I know some outstanding real estate agents that specialize in selling investment property. But the key thing is this: they specialize in selling property. In other words, that is a job for them. That's what they do for a living. They make their money off of commissions associated with assisting people to execute transactions. In other words, helping a buyer and a seller come together and create a transaction that gets through an escrow process and that both parties get what they want coming out of the deal. So that's another course of action. I think the most prudent course of action is to come to Lifestyles Unlimited and let us spend 16 hours educating you on the two most important fundamental concepts of real estate investing, and that is single family and multifamily. Those are the two areas that we educate our students in. And the reason we do that is because we have found that residential income producing real estate is the best vehicle to invest in, because our philosophy is this: everyone needs a place to live. Think about it. Even in this coronavirus era that we're going through, when you take a look at what is happening with real estate seems to be very stable when it's associated with residential properties. Now, if you start getting over into some of the other commercial aspects of real estate, there are problems out there. And a lot of those problems stem from the fact that coronavirus showed up and it caused a shutdown of a lot of businesses because of the social distancing requirements, because of all these other concerns. You know, restaurants were impacted, hotels were impacted, retail was impacted. All of the other elements of commercial real estate to a certain extent were impacted. But when you think about the fact that the real estate that we invest in is residential based, either single family properties to include duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, or multifamily real estate, which is, well, essentially it's everything that's five units on up. They have been doing pretty well. Now, I will tell you that there are some Class A multifamily communities out there that have been hit a little bit harder than the rest of the real estate market. And I think part of the reason for that is that people, when they're looking to rent a Class A property, are willing to pay top of the market. And those Class A properties do command top of the market rents. They're usually brand new or newer. They're usually in new and up and coming areas. And as a result of that, there are people that will want to rent those properties. I mean, it's just the way it is. But during the coronavirus era, one of the things that I've noticed is that people have been electing to leave their Class A properties, their Class A rentals, and downgrade maybe to a Class B or possibly a Class C property. And the reason for that is because they can get more value for their money. They can get more utility for their money. Their money goes farther. Now, does that mean all Class A is being materially affected? No, I don't have any data to suggest that. It's just an observation that I have. And one of the things that I have learned by networking with a lot of our Lifestyles Unlimited members is that residents in our multifamily properties are, for the most part, doing well. We have had residents that have been affected. They have lost jobs, or maybe they've had to go on to payment plans or other things. But what I have found is that, for the most part, people are doing the things that they need to do to stay in their homes, and that's a very good thing. But the key thing here, really, is education. And what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we basically spend 2 days teaching you all of the fundamental information you need to have in order to be successful as a real estate investor. In other words, you complete the 16-hour curriculum and you're ready to go. You've received all the information that you need in order to step out into that world and start investing in real estate. Now, one of the other things I think is absolutely important that you must have, and I've got one, is a mentor. A mentor, specifically a real estate mentor, is someone who offers you advice when needed and who will guide you on the path to successful real estate investing. And, you know, the big takeaway there is they need to have a proven track record. They need to have proven that they have been successful doing what it is you want to do. I mean, that's a key thing. So I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I'll get a little bit more into mentoring and why it's so important, and we'll be back right after this.
The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, I'm just going through the things that I keep in my toolkit. In other words, the things that I have available to me that I have developed since I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited that has made real estate investing a much easier process for me. And I'm here to share it with you because if you're going to get started with real estate investing, you have to know that there are certain things that you must obtain. These are things that you must acquire. And earlier in the show, I talked about the importance of an education. Make sure that you receive a comprehensive and well-qualified education in real estate investing. You don't need to go to a four-year university in order to obtain a degree in real estate and real estate finance, unless that's something you desire to do. You also don't need to go to real estate school and learn the things that are necessary to become licensed as a real estate agent, because really that's, you know, you don't need that. You really don't need that. But what you do need is a qualified, comprehensive education like the one we offer at Lifestyles Unlimited that will get you laser focused. It will show you what you need to take into consideration so that you can start buying single family and multifamily properties. In the last segment, I started talking about a mentor. And I absolutely believe that a mentor is a very critical person to have as a part of your toolkit. That mentor is there because they have gone before you. They have proven that success is obtainable in real estate investing, and they're there to assist you along the way. Now, they're not going to do the work for you. I mean, don't confuse mentoring with, you know, buying somebody's time to do all of your real estate efforts on your behalf. That's not how mentoring works. Mentoring is designed to have somebody available to you that can reassure you. They can be there so that you realize that you're not going at this alone. We don't want you to go about real estate investing alone. That's part of the reason we offer a full mentoring program at Lifestyles Unlimited, because we have members that have elected to come back, be a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited team, and serve as mentors. They're dedicated mentors. They are there for our membership to call up and contact if they have specific questions about anything with regards to real estate investing. I mean, they can sit down and help you understand where you're at in your particular financial situation. They can give you insight as to how to move forward. They can help you refine your goals and your objectives. I mean, these are things I'm going to talk about in a little bit. But a mentor is very, very important. They're also extremely knowledgeable. They have the same education experience that you will develop. And they can assist you with not only, well, maybe in the form of doing some minor teaching along the way, but what's most important is that the education process is the same. So in other words, you're working off of the same sheet of music. They have a lot of experience. Mentors have experience, and that's important, especially when you're just getting started, because you want to be able to reach out and lean on somebody that's been there and done that. And again, it gets back to the concept of, we don't want you to do this alone. We don't. You really need to develop a mentor. You need to find somebody that will take your best interests to heart. You know, a mentor has confidence and they can provide you support. The mentors that I work with at Lifestyles Unlimited, when I have a need to call them, I give them very specific questions, or I give them a very specific analysis of where I'm at. Heck, when I was working on the concept of selling these real estate investments that I have, these duplexes that I mentioned earlier in the show, I talked to a single family mentor at Lifestyles Unlimited because I wanted to make sure that I was going about the process correctly. I'm taking her advice very, very much into consideration because she has sold more real estate than I have sold. And as a result of that, she knows the ins and outs. She has a lot of experience and she's provided me a lot of support. So I can't stress enough how important I think mentors are with your ability to correctly invest in real estate. The other thing that you need to develop or acquire, I should say, is a team. And these are people that you will surround yourself with. And they come from all different backgrounds. You know, I think you need to find the right lenders to work with. You know, at Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the things that we teach you is we teach you how to properly use hard money assets in order to acquire real estate. So you need to find hard money lenders that understand what we do as far as real estate investment, acquisition, and renovation. We've got them on our vendor list. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you get access to those folks. You also need access to conventional lenders because we don't want you to be in a hard money loan for very long. Conversely, the hard money lender doesn't want you to be in the loan for very long. They want you to get in, do what you're supposed to do, and get out of that loan and do the takeout financing with conventional financing because that gives you your long-term strategy for leveraging the property, and that also allows you to, well, get the best returns on your investment. Some other folks you need to have, well, I think you need to have competent realtors, and not just any realtor. I think you need to have realtors that understand the investing model. They need to understand that when we invest in property, we do it from a financial perspective. We don't go into buying properties because we think they're cute or because, you know, it's got some kind of special curb appeal or something. There are a lot of things that we take into consideration. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we take into consideration neighborhoods. We take into consideration jobs in the area. We take into consideration a whole framework of factors. And you need to have a realtor that understands the investment side of real estate sales. They do. In the single family side, they need to understand how to properly sell and acquire single family, duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes. In the multifamily side, they need to have that same experience. You know, and there are designations that these realtors can go out and get, which indicate that they have specialized training, and you can use those designations to, well, to determine whether or not you've got a good one. To be honest with you, I think the best way to determine whether a real estate agent is somebody that you want to have on your team is to have a conversation with them. Get their experience, get their background, find out what they've done, find out what their business model is. What is it they focus on? Do they just sell everything under the sun, or do they focus on single family investment properties? Do they focus on small apartment communities? Do they focus on big apartment communities? You know, understand who's out there and recognize that you can have more than one on your team. I have more than one on my team because I have them in different areas. For instance, where my properties, my duplexes are located, they're all the way up in Kansas, but I've got the right real estate agent. Now, trust me, I had to call through a number of real estate agents because I found many that were just interested in getting a listing. They really didn't have a understanding of where I was coming from as a real estate investor, nor did they understand how I wanted to market the properties. And to be honest with you, I'm still up in the air as to which direction I'm going to go at. But I've got a mentor, I've got a great realtor on my side, and you know what? We're going to sit down and we're going to figure all this stuff up. When we come back, more people you need to have on your team, and we'll be back right after this.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, let me just recap what we've done so far. We're talking about tools that I think you need to have in your tool bag. Now, I'm not saying that people are tools. What I am saying is that there are some specific things that you, as a real estate investor, whether you're just starting out or whether you're somewhere along that continuum, that you need to have. And I think, to be honest with you, the most important thing is a proper education. You need to understand how the investment models work. You need to understand, in our case, how to invest in single family property the correct way. And we take you through the entire thing. We take you through how to, you know, go out and find that first deal, how to acquire that first deal, how to renovate that property if it's necessary, how to find the great residents that will live in that property. And more so, all of the financing and the other components necessary for you to be successful with your real estate transaction. Same thing on the multifamily space. Basically, the model is a little bit different because multifamily is a slightly different animal, but they're in the same investment continuum. I don't even know how to describe that. So the big difference between single family and multifamily is this. Single family is basically smaller properties, either individual properties or properties that have, you know, a couple of doors to them, not any more than four doors to them. And they're financed a particular way. They are valued a particular way. And there is a methodology to go forward to acquire and operate and ultimately dispose of those properties. Now, in multifamily, it's a little bit different because multifamily is operated as a particular business. I mean, valuation is determined based on a formula, which is essentially the net operating income divided by what the prevailing cap rate is for that particular asset class, and that gets you a valuation. And it really just stems from the fact of you have income that the property is producing, you have expenses that the property is enduring, and what's left over is your net operating income. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we focus on showing you how to acquire those properties, how to increase the income streams, because again, in multifamily, it's those income streams that drive the value of the property. It also drives the financing model. It's how the lenders determine whether or not they're interested in becoming your partner. So really cool stuff, but you have to be properly educated to understand it. And we break it all down for you. I mean, we don't make it. I mean, let me just be honest with you. If somebody like me who came out of the military after 27 years can go through the Lifestyles Unlimited education course, learn things that I never learned in my two degree programs, and I can go out and fix real estate that I had incorrectly purchased and I incorrectly had operated, and more so, I was able to understand how to invest in a different class of real estate, into multifamily real estate, and invest successfully in there. If I can do it, you can do it too. Now, what I wanted to do was get back into the team that you need to build, because you have to surround yourself with quality people. And, you know, we talk about the lenders and we talk about the realtors, and they're very important. But let's talk about property inspectors. You know, property inspectors are individuals that have very specific training and can go into a property and see things that you and I might miss, no matter how much training we have. And I think they're very valuable because they give you an unbiased opinion of what's going on in the house. If something doesn't appear to be working, they're going to make note of it. If something is wrong, they're going to make note of it. And they're going to give you a very detailed report of everything in that property so that you can use that information to determine, you know, what things need to be repaired in the property. Very important people to have. Your insurance agent, super important. And not all insurance agents are good insurance agents, just like not all realtors are great realtors. Just because they've gone to school, they've gotten a designation, and they work for a company doesn't mean they're the right person to put on your team. So make sure that you're sitting down and you're screening the insurance agents, because you're not only looking for a good deal, you're looking for the right insurance coverages for your property, because you want to make sure that you have all the things that we teach in our financial freedom education program so that you are insulated from any perils that could occur. Now, let's talk a little bit about the trades. You know, I think having a great general contractor is the right person to have on your team. Now, there are other Lifestyles Unlimited members. For instance, Cornell and Vivian that I talked about on the show last week. We were talking about their multifamily deal. Cornell has educated himself so much that he is able to act as his own general contractor. So what he does is, whereas I would look to a general contractor to do the heavy lifting on a property, to help me do the analysis for, you know, what repairs are going to cost, to get everything on a time schedule, et cetera, et cetera. Cornell has way more experience than I have. So he operates as his own general contractor. So he brings in members of the trades to do the work that he needs to have done. So he'll bring in roofers, he'll bring in foundation specialists, he will bring in people that are capable of doing interior rehabs, he'll bring in the painters, exterior painters, interior painters, whatever he needs. He'll bring in the appliance providers to make sure that he's getting the right appliance packages for his properties. Now, I'm not saying that he does it better than I do. I'm just saying that he has more experience, and that's okay. We're all at different stages of our real estate investing, but it's important to understand who needs to be on your team and to sit down and really think that through, because you have to remember, you're relying on those people to provide you certain services so that you can make your investment profitable, because at the end of the day, it's all about profitability. Now, here's another one you may need to consider: property managers. Now, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we will teach you how to self-manage your properties, and it doesn't matter if it's a single-family property, it doesn't matter if it's a multifamily property. We will teach you everything you need to know in order to successfully self-manage those properties. But you may choose that you want a property manager. Okay, so make sure you're choosing a very experienced property manager that understands your business model. You don't want to just have anybody and everybody, because unfortunately, just like some of the other groups of people I identified earlier, not all of them are the best in the business. You need to be looking for the best in the business. And tenant screening is very important. I should call it resident screening, but the industry still calls it tenant screening. It is very important that you have a reputable firm that you can utilize so that you can do all the background checks that you need to do on the individuals that are interested in renting your property. Because I will tell you, this is one area that real estate investors have a tendency to skimp on. And in doing so, they also open the door for the possibility of having a very bad resident experience. So make sure you're working with a credible agency that can provide you all of the background screening services that you require. And remember, when we screen individuals, we do so in a fully legal way. We're selecting from the best group of potential people to rent our properties, because what we were looking for is we're looking for great people so that we can provide the best product at the best price to them. And we want to establish a business relationship. And that business relationship is codified by the lease that you will lay down in front of them and go over with them and make sure they understand all the rules of living in your property. People are okay with that. Here's another set of people that you probably need to have on your team. Now, you may not use these people all the time, but it's good to know that you have them available to you. It's a CPA and an attorney. And the key thing here is make sure that they have a background in real estate. Make sure they understand real estate investing. Because like doctors, you know, you don't go to a brain surgeon for a hangnail. I mean, there are different types of CPAs out there. There are different types of attorneys out there, and you need to find the one that works best for you. Now, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we made all of this extremely easy for you. We really did. Not only do we provide you access to our deep bench of vendors on our vendor list, we also have individuals that work diligently to help you find somebody. If we don't have somebody on our vendor list, we have people that will help you find the people that you need. That's just the way we do business, because we want you to be successful. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. What you should do right now is you should go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself signed up for one of our free workshops. Take a look at what we do and all the services that we provide to you, and make a difference in your life. Because remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.